In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen
indeed.
Hallelujah.
But just how do you know that? Did you see him personally? Did you feel his body? Did you put your hand into his side? On what basis do you declare him raised? Let me tell you on what basis. It is the witness of the gospel. It is the witness of the scriptures. It is the witness of those who knew. It is the testimony of those who saw. And that is why St. Mark's gospel ends the way it does, at 16:8. With no resurrection appearances, and with no visions of the risen Lord. Mark's story ends the way you experience resurrection hope. Not with sight, not with feeling, only with the witness of the Word. In some ways, this is a fearful thing. Indeed, the women fled from the tomb, afraid, having only the witness of the word of the young man, facing a future that seems unknown. And so, as it were, do we. But there is reason not to fear. Fear not. We need not fear, because our Lord's word is ever sure. Especially in the Gospel of Mark, our Lord's word is ever sure. Consider what transpires in this book. Our Lord predicts that the disciples will find a young donkey as they enter Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and that some will object to their taking it, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that they will be met by a man carrying a water jar as the disciples prepare the Passover on Maundy Thursday, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that that man will lead them to the house where someone has an upper room prepared for them to celebrate the Passover, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be betrayed into the hands of the leadership, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that his disciples will stumble and be scattered, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be mocked, spit upon, and scourged. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be killed. And it is so. And this is the point today. Our Lord says that he will rise from the dead on the third day. At Mark 8:31, 9:31, 10:34, 14:28. And the testimony of the young man at the tomb, not to mention the testimony of St. Peter, the 12, the 500, the testimony of St. Paul, and the testimony of the gospel message preached by the church throughout all the ages is, yes, it too is so. And this is why the young man's word is all we get in St. Mark's gospel. It is all we get because it is based upon the sure word and promise of our Lord. Remember how the young man ends his witness to the women, just as he said? And such a word, my friends, is all we really need. Yes, sons and daughters of the King, he is risen. Just as he said. You have his word on it. Amen.